You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I was waiting for somebody to yell out, no?
What? Oh.
What? Oh, come on,
he didn't
Doug.
Have his headphones on. He wasn't listening.
He didn't have his headphones on. Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony with Doug Whaley here at Wednesday with Whaley. All right. Which coach really feels it with the loss on Sunday night?
In my opinion, it's more on Harbaugh because he has an MVP. He's had an MVP quarterback. And Tomlin has been struggling to find a quarterback. And the hardest position to find in the NFL is the quarterback. And once you have that, it's a lot easier to at least have a chance to get there. With the struggles that the Steelers had identifying, developing our quarterbacks since Ben Roethlisberger, you get a little bit more of a pass than if you have one. Similar with Buffalo and Sean McDermott. You have an MVP quarterback. If you don't start getting over the hump, there's nowhere else to look but in the mirror and or at the head coach. So to me, it's Harbaugh.
Do you think at least with we'd have to put a poll out there, and there was no way it would be scientific because we wouldn't have enough Baltimore people. But I kind of get the impression that if you asked Ravens fans who they'd rather have, they say they'd rather have Tomlin, and that a lot of Steeler fans would say they'd rather have Harbaugh. Right. In other words, you're sick of the guy that you've got.
Yeah.
And not because, and I know that we talked about James Franklin earlier and Penn State, and they got at the college level, they're even a higher level than what the Steelers have lately. And you know, people were sick of that. It's like, when are you gonna take us to that next step? And I think both teams are in pretty much the same position.
Mm-hmm.
But there's talk about that there's no guarantee, like, what's gonna happen to Lamar Jackson after this season. Let's say, for example, okay, that he doesn't play on Sunday night and the Ravens do what they should do anyway, which is just give the ball to Derrick Henry and he just runs all over the Steelers and they win the game. And then they've got a home playoff game against whomever and they win that game. And it's like, well, we don't need him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just don't know what happens with him because his future might be up in the air because he's a couple years away from a contract and all this other stuff.
I wholeheartedly disagree. Now,
with
them saying they don't need him.
Okay.
Now, what I will get on board with saying is his skill set, does he have the ability to carry a team to a Super Bowl victory because of his skill set? That is more of an argument to me or discussion than do the Baltimore Ravens need him? Because in the end, in this NFL today, in the way it's constructed, I don't think you can run your way to a championship. I think you can throw your way to score points, but you have to be able to run to win. And right. If you can't throw to score points on a consistent
throw
basis.
Throw to score, run to win. That's been around for a long time.
Right.
Even before today's game.
Right. But more the way the rules are situated to enhance the passing game, I think, and protect the quarterbacks and promote scoring, I think it's even more critical now to throw to win, throw to score, and run to win. And I just don't know if, and he's proven, he's not a consistent enough passer to get them over the hump and win a championship.
There are half seasons where the Steelers didn't give up 516 rushing yards over 7-8 games. That's how many yards they've given up to the Ravens on the ground in the last two. Why would we expect different Sunday night? Or should we expect different? Or will it be different?
You hope for something different, but would you say two is a trend, right? Did Derek Harmon play last time? No, he didn't. He didn't. So the only way you can say is Derek Harmon. That's it right now.
And I can give you the Tomlin smart-ass face, like, yeah, it's all Derek Harmon.
Right. I mean, that's the, if you really break it down, that's the only thing that you can say is going to be the difference maker. And if that's the case, then kudos to them because they knocked it out of the park with their first round pick. That's all I say. But I don't know.
How did they hold Detroit? Because and they did earlier against Indiana. Like, I'm looking back on a couple games that they had in a row against, Cincinnati and Green Bay, where they threw the ball all over the place, and then all of a sudden they played Indianapolis. They had Taylor plus a quarterback that was playing well to that point, and yet they managed to shut them down and turn the ball over, I know, all over the place. I don't know if it's set up this way where they gave up all those rushing yards to Buffalo. They still ended up winning the game against Baltimore. I don't know.
Here's the answer. It's the mark of an average team. Average teams can throw out very good games once in a while, but they can't consistently do it. And they're, let me say, an above average team. Average teams can. Above average teams can throw. You and I, every once in a while, I'll hit a drive right down the middle, 275. But that's maybe one out of 14 drives.
Me,
exactly. So one out of 14 drives. So that's what I'm saying. When you're an above average team, that consistent level of high production isn't there. It's a roller coaster. And that's why I say. Right. Is it in there? Absolutely. Consistently? No.
All right. In our last segment coming up, as a former GM, I want to ask you, do you risk TJ Watt if he says he can play, but you have any concerns about his health going forward? That's next here on a Wednesday with Whaley on 93.7. The Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.